This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One of the most important etiquettes of making dua is that dua should be done with utmost humility and khushu'. A person should be genuinely paying attention. The heart should be completely in a state of humility. And this is one of the biggest misunderstandings that people have when it comes to dua, is that they are more concerned with what they say rather than how they say it. And this is something that, wallahi, sometimes you don't know whether to laugh or to cry. I've given this story multiple times, but perhaps some of you haven't heard it from me before. An auntie came to me here outside my office. Auntie came to me, said, Sheikh Saab, my son is taking the MCAT, failed it twice, he's taking it the third time. And he always has a problem with the organic chemistry section. What special dua should I make so that my son passes the organic chemistry on the MCAT exam? Oh, no, physics is not a problem, just the organic chemistry. Sometimes I think that some people think that ash-shuyukh, we have a special hidden book of secret du'as. Just in our offices, you guys cannot buy it, right? We get a special copy. So the auntie thinks I'm going to jump into the office. Oh wait, chapter 86, the du'as of the mothers. Section 3, MCAT du'as. Subsection 5, organic chemistry. Then there's going to be some cryptic code that I'm going to write down. I'm going to secretly hand to her. This is the du'a you need to make to... Yeah, subhanAllah, oh Muslims. Wallahi, and again, you don't know whether to laugh or to cry. This is not a game. This is not a children's Harry Potter book. This is not some cryptic mumbo jumbo. You are dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are dealing with the Rabb, the Khaliq. You are dealing with the one who knows everything. And you think that depending on some words that come, some specific phrases, subhanallah, dua comes from the qalb. Dua is based on khushu'. Dua is based on humility. It's not what you say. Wallahi, Ibn Taymiyyah, others, they say this. If a person makes a grammatical mistake but doesn't know it, it doesn't matter. If you make a complete, you substitute a word, you don't know what you said. You said the bad word or a wrong word, you didn't know. Allah's not going to judge you based upon your grammar. Allah's not going to judge you based upon a slip of the tongue. Allah will judge you based upon what? إِنَّمَا الْعْمَالُ بِنْ Niyat. So do not worry about the words. Worry about the khushu'. Worry about your heart being in it. And in fact, this is explicitly mentioned in a number of traditions. The Prophet ﷺ said, hadith is in Tirmidhi. The Prophet ﷺ said that when you make dua to Allah, ud'u Allah wa antum muqinoon bil ijaba. Fa inna Allah la yastajibu du'a. Allah does not answer the dua from the qalbin ghafilin lahin. From the qalb that is ghafil. From the qalb that is lah. What is ghafil? What is lahin? The qalb that is ghafil, the qalb that is not paying attention. If your qalb is not paying attention when you make dua, by the tongue of the Prophet, even if you say the right words, and I'm going to say something, please don't misunderstand me. Even if you use a Quranic dua, but you don't know what you're saying. Even if you use a Quranic dua, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا, and your qalb is not in it, you're just reading off a book. In this case, this is not really the proper dua. More beneficial, you use a dua from your own tongue, your own language, and you have khushu' and you have humility. So the Prophet ﷺ explicitly said, Allah will not answer the dua from the one whose heart is ghafil. Ghafil means he's not paying attention. Ghafil means he's literally just saying things. Lahin. Lah means your qalb is somewhere else. So they're synonyms, it's close, but ghafil means you're just not in it. And lahu or lah, your heart is thinking of something else. Similar concepts here. Both of them, they combine in one reality, which is what? You are not paying attention. You are not paying attention. Your heart is not in the dua. One of the, in fact, and again, this goes back, if you listen to yesterday's talk and today's talk, they're basically almost the same thing. One of the strongest mechanisms to have your dua responded to is to make sure your heart, your body, your soul is completely immersed in the dua. Your dua is being done with full consciousness, with full khushu'. That's why when Allah praises Himself in the Quran, one of the praises He gives, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. Who else is there that responds to the call of the one who is in distressing circumstance? The one who has no other hope and in desperation. When you're desperate, what is your state of mind? When you're desperate, how much khushu' do you have? Allah praises Himself. Who else is there? Every muttar, I will respond to his dua. When you're muttar, when you're distressed, you are paying attention. When you're distressed, your heart, your body, your soul. And one of the scholars said, imagine somebody swimming in the ocean, drowning, and they see a boat passing, and they're calling that boat. He said, that is how you need to make dua to Allah. Your utmost concentration. This is the only way you will be saved. And we see this reality over and over again. We're going to go over some other points later on. One example of this, when our mother and father Adam were expelled from Jannah, when they were told to leave Jannah, what was their state of mind? Can you imagine how much, you know, embarrassment and shame, how much, and they realize what they've done. What is the dua of our father Adam? رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Ya Rab, we've wronged ourselves. And if you don't forgive us and have mercy, then there is no hope for us. You sense in it khushu' and desperation. You sense in it ittirar, which is what Allah responds to. This is the emotion that we need to have when we make dua. We raise our hands to Allah and we concentrate on what we are saying. And this leads me to my related point to this. And we're going to continue this point later on as well, but I want to bring it up right now. And that is, dua by unanimous consensus, there is no ikhtilaf in this issue, can and should be done in all languages. Which language should you use for dua? Your native tongue. By unanimous consensus of all the scholars, there is no ikhtilaf in this issue. We're talking about you raise your hands to Allah and you ask Allah for something. No scholar in human history ever said, oh, you must only make dua in Arabic. Who says that? Yes, Quran is in Arabic. Yes, adhkar in the salah is in Arabic. But dua, it can and should be done in the language of your native fluency. You make dua in the language you're most comfortable. And no doubt, if you have memorized the Quranic adhkar, we're going to come to this point, and you know what they mean, no doubt they have a special barakah because it's from the Quran. But the Quranic dua are generic. And when the mother wants her son to pass organic chemistry in the MCAT exam, she will use the dua from her qalb and she will say, Ya Rab, I want my son to pass. Let her make dua from her tongue. Let the dua come from her own lips in her own language. And that will be the most effective dua. So realize, O Muslim, it is not the substance of what you say. It is the form. It is not the wording. It is the spirit. And realize if you want Allah to accept your dua, you have to be in the state of ittirar. That will definitely cause your dua to be accepted. And another, you know, corollary, you can understand this point better, that when the Prophet ﷺ told us, you know, the famous hadith, he's passing by, he sees the mother in the battlefield searching for her child, and she picks up the child, she thanks Allah, and she starts feeding the child. The Prophet ﷺ said, do you think this mother would ever harm her child? They said, no, wallahi, she would never do so. Then he said, don't you know Allah loves his servants more than this mother loves her child? Now, what is the point of this? When a son, when a daughter wants something from the mother, they really need something. No mother will be able to turn down a request that is coming straight from the emotion of the son or daughter. No mother would be able to say no when the son or daughter approaches with full emotion, begging, pleading, using the ties of kinship, mercy. So when Allah is saying He loves us more than a mother, we need to approach Him with this frame in mind, that if we turn to Allah with that emotion, begging and pleading, if we turn to Allah because He is our Rabb and we have no Rabb other than Him, we have that sense of khushu', then no matter what we ask, Allah will give an ijabah. And as I said yesterday, even Iblis knew this point. And that's why in desperation, when he turned to Allah, because he needed that one thing, as the Rabb, Allah even replied, because at that point in time, even this makhluk was muttar. And Allah responds to the plea of all those who are muttar. So bottom line, don't worry as much about what you say and worry much more about how you say it. Do not make dua by just reading something from a piece of paper. This is wallahi the biggest, especially when I go for hajj so often, people pull out a piece of paper, people have written for them, they're just going over this as if it's some type of routine. This is not dua. I'm not negating that. I mean, it's not the proper dua, let's just say, right? But it's not appropriate. It's not a joke. Make dua from the qalb. Raise your hands and literally from your heart, ask Allah with body and soul, paying attention to what you are saying. And memorize what the Prophet ﷺ said. Do not make dua except that you are yaqeen that Allah is going to respond to you. And no, Allah will not respond to the dua of the one whose heart is not paying attention or whose heart is thinking about something else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those whose hearts are always paying attention in dua. And inshallah, we'll continue day after tomorrow, inshallah. للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان.